Blog Talk Radio.
To do something special, so I'm going to open the lines, and if you want to call in and give a shout out to someone, a family member or a brother, sister, friend, or someone that you know in the military, I'm going to open it up so that you can make call and do just that. The number is 1-213-325-3434, and I'll repeat that again so you'll get it exactly right. The number is 642-1589. That's 1-323-642-1589. Well, I wanted to do a special program for our military men. As you know, Memorial Day is a day that's set aside to remember all the members of the military force who have died while serving for this nation. Originally, I'm reading from an article that I read today, which I thought was very, you know, eye-opening. Originally, it was known as Decoration Day. The holiday was begun after the Civil War to, you know, to acknowledge all the soldiers who had died. By the 20th century, Memorial Day had been extended to honor all Americans who had died while in the military service. Nearly 1.4 million Americans have died in service to our nation. From the Revolutionary War up until now, there have been nearly 41,000 still missing, largely from World War II, and enough to fill Chicago's Wrigley Field. So as you see, many soldiers have died serving our country. And I think that it's, you know, it's wonderful that they do serve our country. They're doing something that is very brave and noble. And I think that they should be acknowledged, you know, get acknowledgement for that. And so I wanted to do this little program to acknowledge the Army, which is the largest branch of the military and the oldest. And then there's the Air Force, the Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard. All of these are have men and women who have served their country. And I always think about this saying where it says, all gave some, but some gave all. And when I think about that, some gave all, you know, they've given their lives, you know, for freedom. And it's so hard. I really praise our young men and women that go over there, and you know, and they're in countries that you know that the conditions aren't well, and they try to make it because they're fighting for freedom, and it's wonderful that they can do this, and I think that we all should really think about them and pray about them all the time, because they're leaving family, and you know there's no guarantee that they will come back to that family. But they go out there because they believe in keeping our country safe and they believe in fighting for freedom. And so that's what I wanted this program to be about. And I was reading an article, if I can find a paper right here, which told of one man's sacrifice. This was written by Gerald Gillis. I found it today and I thought it was very interesting about this man. Okay, it says, the guy's name was Navy Lieutenant Michael Patrick Murphy, and how he sacrificed to save his men. And what happened with him was, maybe I should just read the whole little story here for you. Okay, because he says, one of those killed in battle, Navy Lieutenant Michael Patrick Murphy, was himself a son of Suffolk County. Lieutenant Murphy was a Navy SEAL who was awarded the Medal of Honor for his astonishing bravery and selflessness. His award citation reads in part as follows. This is what he was given to him after he had passed on. Ignoring his own wounds and demonstrating exceptional courage, Lieutenant Murphy continued to lead and encourage his men. When the primary communication fell mortally wounded, Lieutenant Murphy repeatedly attempted to call for assistance for his teammates. Realizing the impossibility of communicating in the extreme terrain that they were in and in the face of almost certain death, he fought his way to open terrain to gain a better position to transmit a call. Okay, this heroic act deprived him of cover, so he was exposing himself to direct enemy fire. Finally, achieving contact with his headquarters, Lieutenant Murphy maintained his exposure position while he provided his location and requested immediate support for his team. In his final act of bravery, he continued to engage the enemy until he was mortally wounded, gallantly giving his life for his country and for the cause of freedom. By his selfless act and leadership, Lieutenant Murphy reflected great credit upon himself and upheld the highest tradition of the United States Naval Service. Lieutenant Murphy, four men, was discovered by goat leaders. Okay, I'm just kind of slow down a little bit. So anyway, they were discovered by goat leaders and thereby compromised their position to locate a senior Taliban commander. It was Murphy's decision as the officer in charge to release the unarmed men and risk disclosure of their presence to the Taliban. The Taliban were in fact notified by the released herdsmen and a victorious firefight happened. Badly outnumbered, the SEALs indicated heavy casualties before finally succumbing to the overwhelming firepower of the enemy. In placing an unsecured cell phone call requesting urgent support, he exposed himself and was shot multiple times. His last words on the call were, "Thank you." He died on June 28, 2005, on that mountain with two of his SEAL brothers. Lieutenant Murphy's exploits were well chronicled in a movie called Lone Survivor, as well as a book was written about him. Now, that's what you call bravery. You know, I've often thought about people that do acts of bravery. And usually, if you think about it, bravery is something, you know, you're not born with bravery. That happens under pressure. Usually that's when we find who our heroes really are. You know, you never know you're going to be a hero until something happens and you do what you normally would never have done. And you have the strength and the courage to do it. That's what bravery is. Now, this Lieutenant Michael Murphy, the United States Navy, he didn't know that he was going to, you know, get killed, but he knew he wanted to do the best he could for his men. They needed help. And so where he was, you know, they were covered where they couldn't get through. There wasn't enough, you know, he was not in open space. And so he went out in open space knowing that he was going to possibly be killed, and he was killed. But that's bravery. Now, that's something that you're not born with. It happens under pressure. You just do, you react. In war, there are many stories of people who have reacted under pressure, have done things, have carried people miles and miles, you know, have you know, just done extraordinary things that no man would ever think about doing logically. But when you're under pressure and in the midst of war, we find many heroic heroes out there. And I think it's wonderful. I don't care if it's the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines. They all are giving their all. You know, some gave all and some, you know, didn't, you know, they ended up dying. And so I think that we should really commend our military men for all that they do. And if there are any military men out there listening, if you want to call in, I'd be glad to give you a shout out, and I'd be glad to talk to a soldier and say thank you, because I think you're doing a really wonderful job. It makes me think of when I was this was about maybe 20 years ago. It was winter time, and I had come from the grocery store, and the store ended up closing, and there was snow. It was really deep snow. And so, you know, I finally made it across the street. It was very hard to get across the street, but I made it across the street, and where I was standing waiting for the bus, and the bus, you know, well, no, I was waiting for a cab. I'd called a cab. That's right. I called a cab, and I was waiting for the cab. The cab never came. So I was standing there, and there were the the branches of the military, you know, the recruiters. There was the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marine. They're all buildings, you know, they're all next to each other. And so I was standing there, and it was so cold, and I was praying, oh, Lord, let the, you know, let the cab come. The cab never did came, never came at all. So I was standing there, and where I was standing was right in front of the Army, U.S. Army recruiters. It was here in, where I live in Joliet, Illinois. And so I give a shout-out to the U.S. Army recruiters. That's been long ago, but I'll never forget what they did for me. And anyway, I was so cold, I was shivering, and this tall Army guy came out, and he had his uniform on and everything. And he just stood there. He didn't say anything at first, you know. And I was thinking, you know, I don't know this person, you know. So I know he's military, but you know. So I just, you know, I was just standing there, and he was standing there. And finally, he said, "Ma'am," he said, and very polite. I noticed that about military men; they're always very polite. He said, "Ma'am," he says, "awfully cold out here." He said, "Why don't you come inside?" He said, "What are you waiting for?" I said, "Well, I was waiting for a cab." He said, "Well, why don't you wait inside here with us?" And so, you know, I thought about it, and I was so cold, I said, "I'm going to go inside." So I did. I went inside, and when I came inside, amazingly, they all stood up. They all stood up, you know, and said, "Hello, ma'am." You know, and I said, "Hello." And then they said, "Would you like some coffee?" And so we have some donuts here. And I said, "Well, I don't drink coffee." And but I did take a donut. I have a thing for sweets, of course. I took a donut. And so I did take a donut, and I sat there. And, you know, and they were just very nice. And then they went back about their work, you know, and they had paperwork. I don't know what they were doing. But I sat there, and finally the cab never came, but then I saw the bus coming. So I said, "Oh, I'm going to go and catch the bus." And I said, "Thank you very much." And they said, "You're welcome, ma'am." And I don't know what the guy's name was, but I never forgot that because, you know, I was just standing out there in the cold. And I mean, it was really, really cold. And he came out because he saw me standing out there and invited me to come in. But, he waited a little bit, you know, but I remember that he was very tall. That's the one thing I remember about. He was very tall. And so I remembered that. And I always was very grateful because, you know, the cab didn't come. And I finally took the bus home and let me off, like, you know, almost at my door. And I still had to walk a little bit. But I thought that was very commendable. And I noticed that about our military men. I don't care if you run across them in, like, a department store or on the street. You know, I'll always say, "Thank you for your service." And they always say, "Well, thank you, ma'am." You know, they're always very polite. But we don't know the hardships that they go through to be in the military. My husband is a vet. And, you know, he told me some of the stories of things that happened to him. But I know it's a very hard life. You know, I mean, sure, they love what they do, or else they, you know, a lot of them make it a career. My husband almost made it a career. He was like 25 years, something in there. But some of them make it a career because they love it so. And they, you know, they have families, and they love their families, but they love their country. And they just, you know, they give everything they have to keep us safe and to keep us free. And so I just think it's wonderful. You know, they go through a lot of training, you know, I don't care what branch of service you go into. I know it's a lot of training, whether it's the Air Force, Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, whatever branch they go into, there is training. And that training is discipline. And because they have that discipline is very important. If you're out in the battlefield and you don't know discipline, and your captain or your lieutenant tells you to do something, if you don't know how to take orders, you could cause the rest of the group, you know, to be in harm. And so they do know how to take orders, and they follow orders. And I think that's very important in life, is know how to follow orders. And even when they come out of the military, that training stays with them. Because I've talked to people outside of the military that have retired, and they still have that. You hear that, you know, that they know how to you know, accept, you know, directions, because they're trained like that. They're trained to take orders. Now, not everybody can do that. That's why not everybody can go into the military. But, you know, if the ones that are in there, you know, they know that it's very important to have obedience and to follow orders, follow direction, because that can cause someone, you know, harm. They can cause your whole unit to be in, you know, in trouble. So I just want to give a shout-out to the military and say if anybody else would like to call in and say something. I just want them to know there's so many programs that have been on TV today, and I'm sure on the radio, honoring our men and our women and letting them know how appreciate how much we appreciate what they do for us. I don't think we say it enough. We don't realize the hardships of leaving a wife or leaving kids, and sometimes it's both parents. You know, the father may be in the military, or the mother may be in the military. And so we just don't know all that they go through, how hard it is, to leave your family, sometimes you feel bad just going on a vacation, leaving your kids. Imagine how it would be to go and leave your kids for a year or even re-enlist and go back because they have so much training that is valuable that they feel that they need to go back and stay a little bit longer. And, I think that's commendable. We need to always keep our military men in our prayers and let them know that we appreciate what they do and pray that God's hand stays upon them and keeps them safe so they can return. You know, the United States, we're a country that has been blessed with freedom. But what's wonderful, when other countries get in trouble, they look to the United States. They look to us because we go out there and we fight for not only our freedom, but we fight for the freedom of everyone else. And I think that's commendable to not only want, our country to be free, but we want other people to have the same, privileges and stuff that we have here in America. And we give our young men and women, and they accept that responsibility and go over and fight for that freedom. And I really think that is just a beautiful thing that they do. And so that's, what I wanted to do this program and just let them know that I so appreciate you. I really do. Whenever I see a serviceman, I always walk up and say, thank you. And they'll always say, you're welcome, ma'am. And I think that's very, very nice, very nice. Now, we have another person online, so we're going to see what they have to say about the military. Hello, caller.
Hello. Yes.
Oh, yes. We're just talking about the military.
I was in the military only for a short time because my grandmother got sick and I had to be released and to return home to take care of the family. But as I was looking on the television at all the graves and all the men that have died, and if you think way back 2,000 years ago of the people that have died, and they gave their life for our country, and especially they're having a thing now in Afghanistan where they are celebrating the men that died there.
Mm-hmm.
So many graves.
Yes.
Overseas. It's just, we Americans should be very thankful to God.
Amen.
That these men were willing to pay their lives.
Yes.
And so that we can have the type of freedom that we have now.
Amen.
And I think it's great that you're doing a program like this because we need to
honor
them. Yes. Yes,
yeah,
I think that.
Yeah, the world needs to realize, that these men are going out and leaving homes, and family, and some will return and some may never return, but they go out there for us.
Well, I think about those that return. They have this program that they talk about, you give $19.
Yes,
and the men come back, they can't walk, they come back without arms, without legs, wounded warrior.
Yes, that's it.
And I think they have to live that way. And I saw this one lady, had tears in her eyes because her husband got burnt over more than 85% of his body, and he's in pain every day.
Yes.
And she just, we Americans need to be really a little more thankful.
Yes.
And help people like that because, we get so hung up in our own little thing.
Yes, we do.
We forget about the price that was paid.
Yes.
And the price is very great.
Yes,
very great.
Yes.
To see all those graves.
Yeah, and I was thinking of, I was telling my husband, a little while ago, I said, and then they take them from their jobs and they take them from their families, and then when they come back, they don't have that support under them anymore.
No, their jobs
aren't there, and they can't get the medical help that they need. I think when the soldier comes back from the war, they should have all their needs supplied because they went out there, they've given their all.
Yes,
and I think they should be,
I agree
they
with
should
you.
Have, you know, they should help them more. It shouldn't be that, you know, they come back and they have no job. That, I don't know. This is just my opinion. I think that job should be there for them, and they should never have to worry about wanting for anything else, because I think when you serve your country, you're giving your all. So when you come back, your country should give your all for you. That's my opinion.
Well, that's true. That's true. That is very true, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. And, you know, we have always had wars, and we will continue to have wars until Christ comes back.
Amen. That's true.
And we,
that's true.
And the people need to be more appreciative, and they should give to the Warrior Project.
Yes, they
look
should.
At
that
these,
wounded warrior. I agree there.
I look at that, and I just said, oh, Lord, I wish I had the money to give to them. You know, you see these men, and they're married with their wife and their kids, and they aren't
struggling.
The same that they were when they came back.
No. And if it's not
their
physical,
mind is different.
It's
they
mental.
Can't talk.
That's right. They can't
they
sleep at night because they're just reliving that war over and over.
And they had this girl, woman, you know, she was in Afghanistan, and she was sharing. She was there for about, I guess, about 4 years, and she was saying that it was so bad that she wanted to commit suicide.
See, we don't realize how bad it is.
And she said if the people hadn't have helped her in the service, that she wouldn't be talking to the lady today. She said nobody knows what you go through and what you see and what you experience.
I know.
And dead people and... You just don't know, and your friend's dying all around you.
No, and then it's so hard
to
come home, and they expect you to just pick up where you left off and be normal. How can you be normal when you've lived through something like that? You know, it's very hard.
That's right.
You know, it's hard. That's why they need counseling and all this stuff.
Yes, that's true. Yes, that's very true. So I just want to call in and just share my opinion. Because
well,
I really
much,
think
Colin.
That we need to be more thankful.
I do, too. Well, thank you for calling.
Yes.
We appreciate your comment. Okay, God bless
and
you.
And I'm so glad that you had this program, and God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I think that was very nice for the caller to call in and say her feelings about our military. And I so agree with her. You know, we don't realize how hard it is. We see a man going off to war, and we just think, you know, well, okay, he'll go off, you know, fight, and he'll come back. He may not come back. And if he does come back, he may not be the same. Like, you know, there's mental stress, there's physical problems, there's all kind, and they lose limbs and all kind of stuff. And we, you know, and we don't know the torment, you know, but... That's why we need to always remember our servicemen, always have something good to say to them, always walk up and commend them and let them know that you appreciate them because they're fighting for you and me. You know, there's one man that died for the whole war, for our souls, and that was Jesus Christ, but they fight for our freedom, for you and me. They're fighting for you and me. So we always must always, always give them, commend them for the work they're doing. I don't care what branch of military in, you know, some people have favorite branches, you know. I think they're all wonderful. I think the Navy's wonderful, the Marines, Semper Fi, and I think the Army and the Air Force and the Coast Guard and the National Guard, they're all out there for us. They're protecting America, you know. And I saw, and there's a commercial on TV where it shows this lady and her kids, and then it shows all the military people coming around her, and it says, in order to get to you, they've got to get through us. And that's all for America. All these branches fighting for our freedom to keep us free. God, you know, ordained this country, and we are a free country. That's why other countries look to us, and that's because God has ordained this country. But God is moving all around the world, too. And these soldiers, there's so many soldiers that have so much faith, and they're out there, and they're believing God, and they're fighting, and God will take care of them. Now, some, like I said, some give some give all, but no soldier intends to go out and die. No soldier intends to go out and be a hero, but sometimes that happens. It just happens, like with that captain, like with Captain Lieutenant Michael Murphy. He had no intention of being a hero, but he wanted to save his men. He knew that he had to get that call through so they could get some help. And so he gave his life. He became a hero, but he didn't intend to be a hero. Heroes, like I said, they aren't born. you know, they come under pressure. And so I think that's really wonderful, you know, if we can, whenever you see a soldier, I don't care if it's Memorial Day or not, always walk up and say, just want to thank you for your service. We appreciate what you're doing for our country, and I appreciate what you're doing for me, for freedom. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't have to be Memorial Day. Just remember that when you see a soldier, that you want to let them know that you're with them, you know, and they even have organizations like that lady said. They have the Wounded Warrior Program, which it's $19 a month, and they give to help the soldiers that come back wounded, mentally wounded, physically wounded, you know, lost limbs and whatever. And they work with these because, you know, the war doesn't end just because you bring them home. That war still is inside of them. And so that's something that we really want to work on. You know, that's a good program to get into. And plus there are programs where you can write letters. You know, you can send them care packages. Some soldiers don't even have anyone to care for them. I remember a long time ago when I was younger, I wanted to get a pen pal. And this is a true story. And so I went in a magazine, and I saw this soldier that wanted somebody to write to. So I wrote him, and he told me about himself. He was the only child. His parents had passed away. So we wrote about a year. And then all of a sudden his letters, you know, I didn't hear from him. And then I got one letter. And it told me that Corporal Waitley, I'll never forget his last name, Waitley, had been killed. He was killed, you know, in action. And I never forgot that because we wrote, and he used to tell me all of his hopes and dreams when he was going to get out, what he wanted to do. He never got out. But I was glad that I maybe was that one little light that he looked forward to because, you know, he said he never used to get mail, and now he was to the point that he would look when the letters came, when other people got mail, you know, he got mail. So that's very important. If you can write a soldier, you know, just somebody to, you know, let them know that that a care sent a car, sent a care package. There's all kind of organizations that you can get into, you know, for the military that they appreciate. And, you know, that's why back in World War II, they had the USO. You know, and they came out there to encourage the soldiers with the singers. You know, movie stars did a lot of that type of stuff. They would come out, and Bob Hope and, you know, all of them would have programs to lift up their morale, to let them feel, hey, just give them a little bit of taste of home because they're far away from home. And so it's very important that we really extend our hand to our military, you know, which however you can do it, if it's through the Wounded Warrior or if it's sending care packages or just writing a letter, you know, or helping the USO, whatever we can do to let them know that we appreciate their service, we appreciate the time that they're giving away from their home, away from their family, away from their friends, but it's for us. And it's for freedom. And some stay in, you know, like I said, they go back and do a second tour. You know, some don't want to do a second tour. They're called back. Others want to go back and do a second tour. But however it is, it's still hard. And so we need to always remember our soldiers and say hi and say welcome back home if they're coming home. You know, if you're at an airport and you see soldiers coming home, just, you know, just go over and say, hey, glad you're back. Glad you made it safe here. You know, and you know, just wave and go on. But we need to always let our soldiers know how special they are to us because they are special men and women. You know, they don't tend to be heroes. They want to live. They don't want to die. They want to come home with their family. They want to go out and, you know, and have a good time, you know, and be able to, you know, go to church, you know, and just feel the move of God in their life, but they're out there fighting for us. God is with them, but they're out there fighting, and that's hard when you're separated from those that you love. So we should always remember just how special they are and always let them know how special they are, regardless of where you see them, regardless of if it's Memorial Day or not. We need to let our soldiers know how much we care for them. And so that's the program I wanted to do tonight. I'm glad that we had a caller, you know, and I just want to say to the rest of the world out there that's in the military service, I appreciate you, and I'm praying for you to come home safely. And I thank you so very, very much for all that you do for America and for the freedom that you're fighting for us and for other people to be able to share that same freedom. So once again, thank you for your service, and I'm so grateful that we had a caller. And so just hang in there, soldiers, and I'm looking for you guys to come home just as soon as possible. God bless you. Bye-bye, Pastor Janet.